It's Wednesday, July 12th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Three Iranian Christian men, two of whom are Muslim converts to Christianity, have been sentenced to prison as the country increases its crackdown on Christianity, reports Mission Network News. Mike Windsor of Middle East Concern, an organization that helps persecuted Christians, said, quote, "The Iranian authorities are paranoid. Even though these house churches and these believers pose no threat to the Iranian regime, they see them as a threat," unquote. Revelation 12:17 presents this familiar scenario. "And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ." British judge Nicholas Francis told the parents of terminally ill baby Charlie Gard that they had until this afternoon to submit what he called, quote, "new and powerful evidence," unquote, demonstrating that their son should be kept alive to receive experimental treatment, reports Fox News. Charlie, aged 11 months, suffers from a rare mitochondrial disease and has brain damage. His parents want him to travel to the U.S. or Italy to receive treatment known as nucleoside therapy, which has shown success in reducing the symptoms of some types of mitochondrial disease. Donald Trump Jr. said during an interview with Fox News that he, quote, "probably would have done things a little differently," unquote, when he met with a Russian lawyer who had promised, quote, "the dirt," unquote, on Hillary Clinton. The president's son has hired New York lawyer Alan Futterfoss to represent him in connection with Russia-related investigations. As of this year, the state of Illinois is requiring the staff at pro-life Christian pregnancy centers to promote and refer for abortion, despite their deeply held convictions. Emily Troskins from Illinois Right to Life explained to the Worldview how the law has tyrannized these pro-life organizations.
What it does is it requires that pro-life pregnancy centers, doctors, and nurses inform their patients of the benefits of abortion, and also that they give them information on where to get the abortion. So this is a much bigger issue than merely telling a woman, well, one of your options is abortion.
Emily says the pregnancy centers are approaching the onerous statute using different strategies.
Some pregnancy centers are suing, and they have been given temporary relief from the law until that judge can make a determination. There are other pregnancy centers who have not been given temporary relief from the law, and so they are actually not seeing patients right now. They are not counseling women. They're sending women to other pregnancy centers.
The law's passage is demonstrable proof that the pro-abortion groups are afraid of just how much ground the pro-life cause has gained in Illinois. Remarkably, Illinois' Republican Governor Bruce Rauner has donated thousands of dollars to Planned Parenthood, the leading abortion provider. The American public was polled on the topic of abortion last week. According to the Pew Research Center, 70% of white evangelicals strongly oppose abortion, while 80% of the religiously unaffiliated say it should be legal. 65% of Republicans want abortion made illegal, while 75% of Democrats said it should be legal in most cases. And for the first time, a majority, 51% of those described as, quote, "very religious," unquote, now call divorce morally acceptable, according to a new Gallup poll, reports Christian Today. By contrast, 68% of the somewhat religious said divorce was acceptable, while 85% of the non-religious said the same. 11 years ago, my bride Amy and I spent our honeymoon in Venice, Italy, thanks to discounted airfare through a cousin who works as a pilot. But according to ABC News, the new trend is an early moon, where the engaged couple gets away together before the wedding. Nowhere in their 366-word story is there even the hint of embarrassment that the couple will be sharing a room and violating God's prohibition against fornication. Listen, if you're a Christian young man or young woman, let me challenge you to save yourself for your future spouse on your wedding night. Chastity before marriage, faithfulness in marriage. That's God's standard. Hebrews 13:4 says, "Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, July 12th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.